Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about asking for help and going to God and recognizing our need for His help. Also, being involved in the lives of one another in ways that are helpful. And sometimes we need help. And we need people that we trust, people that God has already equipped to help us and to grow in the humility, that is necessary in order to ask for help when help is needed. So we're talking and praying each day about some aspect of the help that God gives, but also about how that aspect is lived out in our life as we give similar help. Ours is never fully what God gives because, well, we're not God. But His desire is that our help to others and the help we receive from others is a direct reflection of the help that we have received from Him, the help which He gives. And so today we're going to talk about help when mercy is needed. And it's one of those topics that you can read it that you're receiving help when mercy is needed, or you can read it that you're learning to help others when mercy is needed, and both would be correct. Psalm 30, verse 10, the psalmist says, "Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help." Throughout this week and continuing into the next couple days, we're looking at different psalms because the psalmist was really good at asking for help. He was really good at recognizing who to go to for help. He was really good at expressing his need for help and his faith that God would help. And so he cries out to God for mercy, knowing and believing and asking that God would be his help. The very nature of mercy is, well, an indication that we need help. The nature of mercy has to do with not getting what we deserve, when we deserve punishment. Obviously, there's a different problem if we deserve good and we don't get it. But, well, God says there is none who is righteous, not even one. And so what we deserve in the big picture is not what we want. And so mercy, by definition, is help. It's a willingness to forgive. It's a willingness to overlook. It's a willingness to mend the brokenness. It's a willingness to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. Mercy is not something that we can truly extend to ourselves, although there are those times when we are our worst enemy, we are the ones who beat us up, ourselves up the most, and in that sense, there is a kind of mercy that we give ourselves, not that we have the authority to let ourselves off the hook, but because we live in agreement with God, that when we repent of our sin, when we allow the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, then His mercy is really what we extend to ourselves, because he's already done it. And so when we hold forgiven sins against ourselves, in a loose sense of the word, you can say that we need to show mercy to ourselves, but in reality, it's something between us and God from his direction towards us, or it's something that we reflect the nature of God as we extend mercy to others. You see, we have options nearly every day, and perhaps more than every day, multiple times, to help when mercy is needed. When we notice, when we see and experience the sin of others that catches us up into it, that may even be directed towards us, how do we respond? As with God, especially when there is repentance, when there is a desire to change, when that godly sorrow overtakes, do we still hold that against a person because they've sinned in the past, or are we willing to help when they need mercy? And the way that we help is to extend that mercy, not of our own power or might, but by the mercy of God. Jesus taught his disciples to pray. He asked us to pray that our sins would be forgiven, just as we forgive those who sin against us. It's the one section of what the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, that he appears to have amplified to give a greater definition or understanding, to erase questions. And he very clearly states that if you are not willing in participating in forgiving those who sin against you, you won't find that forgiveness that you need from God. It's a pretty harsh statement if you really think about it. But to recognize this help when needing mercy is not a one-way street. It's the largest freeway we can imagine, because it goes in every and all directions. Its source is God. Its power is the blood of Jesus. Its speed limit, so to speak, is the Holy Spirit, who moves so quickly there isn't really a need for a speed limit. It's do it now. When we cry out for help, when mercy is needed, we find that help in God. And just as we desire the quickness of God's mercy to shower over us, we ought to be able and willing to extend mercy to those in need with that same speed, with that same desire. And I know we struggle because our mind and flesh is involved. But we learn with practice. We learn with experience. We learn from God. We learn because we need mercy. And Jesus says, as he encounters the stinginess of people, that the one who is forgiven much will love much. And it's not that some of us have been forgiven less than what others have been forgiven. Some recognize the greatness of the forgiveness they've received, while others minimize the forgiveness that they've needed. And when we live with a growing recognition of how God's mercy has set us free, how God's mercy has covered a multitude of sins in our own life. You see, the problem with many believers is we grow up thinking we're pretty good people. Oh, we know we've sinned, but we've not sinned as badly as those people, whoever those people are. And because we make those judgments incorrectly, we become a bit stingy with our mercy because, well, we think we deserved it, and we're not so sure they do. The nature of mercy is no one deserves it. If we deserve it, it's not mercy. It's justice. It's making things right. But what we deserve, we don't want. And so we rejoice that the help that we need when mercy is required is a help that God has already made a way possible to experience. And just as we've talked about already this week about to comfort others with the same comfort that we ourselves receive from Christ, we show mercy to others with the same mercy, the same level, the same intensity as the mercy we ourselves have received from God. Help when mercy is needed is help we receive, and it's also help we give. And so today, as we talk with God, how merciful are you? Who do you need to show mercy to today? What do you need to ask God for mercy in your life today? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need. It gives us this experience of mercy, a forgiveness of our sins, a willingness to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, something we've never earned, we cannot earn, something we don't deserve, we never will. It's all a result of your love. And so, God, today I pray that we would be filled with that type of love, that we would be more merciful in the way that we interact with one another. We would have a growing awareness, not in a condemning or condescending way of how much we've been forgiven of, but in a way that helps us to love more, to love more deeply, to love more people, to love you more. God, as we cry out for help, may we be confident in finding mercy from you, because we recognize that is your desire, that all who cry out, repent from our sins, turn to seek your help, will find a God who is merciful. And Father, may that same finding of a merciful God be reflected in what others find when they cry out for mercy from us. May we be that reflection of your nature. May we recognize the mercy that we've received is a mercy that we need to share and to give. Father, may our life today be one that helps others. May our actions towards others be more merciful. May our words towards others be more merciful. May we pay attention to what our life looks like from the perspective of someone else. That we would judge ourselves rightly. That we would know where we need to grow and improve and change. And we would be able to do so not because we're so good at it, but because of your mercy. Father, we recognize that your desire is that everyone would come to repentance. Everyone would know the fullness of your mercy. And help us to be better at expressing that to those in need, to those who are crying out, to those that have not yet known enough to cry out. May all of us not only find help when we need mercy, but may we help others when they need mercy. And Father, may the method of our doing that be such that we lift up Jesus in everything, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.